This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Easter Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Cranking up another hour for you. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Kevin Flynn is here. And Senator Kevin Cramer is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We got a few schedule glitches with Senator Cramer, and so we're doing a special Monday edition. It'll make good conversation with Senator Cramer. A lot to cover. I have a long list myself of things that have just happened along the way, and of course, I'm sure you do as well. So if you have a question or comment, call us, 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Senator Cramer, welcome back. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Scott. Thank you. I'm glad to be on Passover Easter break, but it hasn't been much of a break, of course. Bad things keep happening around the world and around our country, and you know, we need to be ever diligent. I'm just sort of stunned by the Pentagon leak over the weekend of classified information that was not, I mean, it's just mind-boggling that it could be put on the internet, highly classified information that basically puts some of our best sources at risk. And so we're anxious to get to the bottom of that and several other things, obviously.
You know, it's one of the things that I had on my list to talk to you about today. I've been following the Wall Street Journal coverage on this as well, which has been pretty good. But the fact that we're spying on our allies is going to cause our allies some, you know, consternation, right?
And I guess so, yeah.
And you've got top secret documents that looks to be coming out of the chairman's office himself, and the damage that's done here. And I would also say the biggest things probably has to do with what our allies are saying, that they can't trust us with their information, right? So, I mean, this is going to live on for quite some time.
Well, there's a lot of things about it, Scott. You've touched on several of them. But in addition to that, it's a little bit of a pile-on in other ways, too, because, first of all, we have a president that projects weakness. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. They love to sort of brag that somehow America's back and respected again on the international stage when exactly the opposite is true. We have actually shrunk on the international stage. I've seen evidence of it myself in my travels. And so we've got this projection of weakness coming from the White House. Now you have this. The other thing is, quite honestly, just the slowness with which we've tried to assist Ukraine. It's almost as though we're going to spend $113 billion to help them lose, you know, over a longer period of time rather than help them win quickly and give them what they need to be successful. I mean, either you're in or you're out, but this lukewarm approach that the Biden administration has taken is very weak. So I think there's a lot of our allies looking around going, and then you have Europe in great need of what we produce the most of and the best of, and that's natural American energy. And we short circuit every opportunity for our producers to produce more. They put up roadblocks to mining of critical minerals in our own country. While they turned to slave labor, they sent Kamala Harris to Africa to brag about getting more minerals from slave labor. My gosh, what the hypocrisy is so rich in that White House. It's unbelievable. And then you have you have a shrinking budget for defense. The president, you know, knowing full well that Taiwan is being circled by and blockaded by Chinese ships, knowing full well that China has a plan to take over the world in terms of its social, economic, and military dominance, knowing full well that the biggest war that we'll probably ever face in our lives may be in the Pacific, this president cuts the number of ships that we're to build. With a law that requires 350 ships, he keeps going down. He's now down in the 290s. While our number one adversary, China, builds up to 440 in the near future. It's just mind-numbing how weak we've become in such a short time, and the projection of that weakness. Now, you know, you see countries wondering if the United States of America can be counted on for the nuclear triad, for the nuclear umbrella that's supposed to prevent other countries from getting their own nuclear weapons and defending themselves. We want to, you know, the world's safer when the United States is the nuclear superpower. Now we're sort of turning it all over to other people. It's really, you didn't ask for this rant, but I'm frustrated by just the projection of weakness from this White House.
So just one of the examples you cited on ships, 350 being what's in the law, and he's down at 290 now. What's the motivation there, do you believe?
I believe that that's a really great question, and I'm always careful to not impute too much motive in somebody's heart because I don't see the heart. But I believe that they're so wrapped up on what they say. I can't believe they really believe this because there's several other things that don't jive with what they're saying. But they project this existential threat, really religion, of climate change. And then they have all these other liberal ideas of like how great socialism would be and Marxism. And so they promote all of those things. And they, in those kinds of endeavors, remember the secretary Secretary of the Navy about 3 or 4 weeks ago gave a speech in the Pacific, in the Caribbean, stating that climate change is his number one fight. He gets up every day to fight climate change. The United States Navy, what, fighting climate change? I mean, the United States Navy is to fight enemies by killing them before they kill us and projecting power so that they don't try to kill us. They're not out there worrying about climate change, for crying out loud. They're worried about how quickly can they defeat the United States of America when they're in this state of incredible weakness. So I think the problem is that they want to just fund everything that's not important and of course, a weaker America. Remember, Scott, when you have a political party in the Democratic Party that rather admires centralized large government with a socialist economic model, an economy that's controlled by the federal government, which is obvious in this Democratic Party today. Just look at the last 2 years. I don't know that they find Xi Jinping all that offensive to them. I really, or Vladimir Putin for that matter. It's so bizarre to me that America has devolved to this point where we now have, you know, a major political party, one that's in control of the Senate and that White House, no less, that rather admires what some of these other adversaries are all about. So I don't know what their motivation is, but I don't mind telling you I worry a lot about the motivation being their heart.
We learned this morning from a riveting interview from Al Roker and President Biden at the White House Easter egg roll that he likely is a candidate. Here's how he said it.
Listen. Are you saying that you would be taking part in our upcoming election in 2024?
Well, I'll either be rolling an egg or, you know, being the guy who's pushing him out.
Come on, help a brother out. Make
no,
some news
no,
for
no,
me.
No, no, no. Well, I plan on running now, but we're not prepared to announce it yet.
All right. All right, so the closest he's come is to say we're planning on running and rolling out. What do you make of that?
Yeah. Well, it's probably a teeny step closer to an announcement. I don't think there's any question in my mind that there's no question in his mind at any given time that he's running. I believe that his mind is made up. I believe his heart is made up. I'm not sure Democrats will let that happen, quite honestly. If they have a, if they put forward a quasi-legitimate opponent to run against him in primaries, then I think you're seeing the Democrat machinery going to work to get a different candidate. He really, as weird as it seems, he's probably one of the weakest people that they could put up. Now, having said that, it's hard to name a second candidate for them. They don't have much of a bench. But, Scott, whenever I think that the bench is really important, I think back to Bill Clinton. You know, Bill Clinton running against George Herbert Walker Bush, running for the Democratic nomination. No one had ever heard of him. George Herbert Walker Bush had a 90% approval rating the very year that he lost the election to a governor of a smaller state in Arkansas. And so presidential campaigns are big, big deals, and there are no unanimous presidential anonymous presidential candidates by the time you get through the party process.
Short break. Back with more. Your questions or comments, welcome. For Senator Kevin Cramer, boatload of texts are rolling in here. We'll get to those. Your calls, 2-701-271-1100, 701-271-1100, or text 337-1590 with Senator Kevin Cramer as we continue. Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit SummitCarbonSolutions.com. That's SummitCarbonSolutions.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What's on your mind with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today, 20 past the hour. Let's get to it. Get the questions and comments. I have one more I want to ask you before we go to the listeners here, and that is Chris Christie said over the weekend, Trump is the only Republican that wouldn't be able to beat Joe Biden. What do you think of the crystal ball of one, not exactly a string of victories on his side, but Chris Christie's political opining.
Yeah, your first point is the right point. Consider the source. Second of all, here's what I believe, Scott, and this will irritate some people. I believe that, first of all, I believe that if Joe Biden's their candidate, he's the guy that Trump could beat the easiest, unless, of course, they could talk Hillary Clinton into it again. But that said, I certainly think Donald Trump could lose to Joe Biden, but he's not likely to, I don't think. And I think it's just wrong to say he's the one guy that can't beat him. I believe he can beat him. I do think there are others that have a better chance at beating him, but absolutely Donald Trump could beat Joe Biden. And this is part of why I sort of have my doubts that the Democratic Party will let that happen.
Who are the others you think would have a better chance to beat him?
Well, I think, for example, I do believe Ron DeSantis would have a better chance. I think almost any Republican has a good name could beat Joe Biden. Because remember, the thing about a challenge, the challenger against a weak incumbent has every advantage. The difference is Donald Trump is both a challenger and an incumbent. So you always want the race, when you're running against a bad incumbent, to be about the incumbent. Donald Trump, having 4 years of his own presidency and issues, that race becomes as much about him as it does about Joe Biden. So that's where I think that there's a problem. And maybe that's what Governor Christie sort of alluded to. But if he meant what he says, I think he's absolutely wrong. I do not believe that Donald Trump would absolutely lose to Joe Biden. I think Donald Trump could very well beat Joe Biden.
That's exactly why Biden won't run. He's not going to run. He'll talk about it. He'll miss it around. It'll be health. It'll be family. It'll be something. There's no way you get in the ring when you. I mean,
well, he said today he's planning on running.
Yeah,
and
he'll keep saying that right up until he's not.
I'm here to announce that I'm planning on winning the lottery.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be planning. Yeah, exactly. I'm planning on.
I think Kevin's right. I basically agree in the sense that I don't think he'll be the candidate. I'm not sure he won't run, though, but I don't think he'll be the candidate. Kevin is right on point with the logical thinker. The problem is we're talking about Joe Biden.
Yeah,
I think that guy lives in his own world, in his own little pea brain. And, if it weren't for that, I think Kevin's exactly right. If somebody can break through in a cognitive moment, he would say, nah, maybe I'm better off not running. But I'm not sure that those moments come very often.
Listener text, sounds like Senator Cramer doesn't support Trump.
Well, I'm waiting to see who all gets into the race, for sure. Yeah. But I do think that Donald Trump, I don't know that it's arguable, but Donald Trump is a former president who brings as much to the table in terms of things to attack as the sitting president. And when you have a weak sitting president, you're better off making the issue about that president and the American people than about you. And you become an easier target for the other side. So I think that naturally gives him some disadvantages. Now, he also has some advantages. My gosh, he's Donald Trump. You know, he's got a big personality. He's got frankly, a great record for about 3 years to run on. His biggest problem, of course, was that pandemic that came along. And, he gave Anthony Fauci too much credit, too much authority, too much airtime. And I think there's a lot of that sort of splashes back on him, and that's a bit of a problem for him. And there's several other things, obviously. You just, again, having been president for 4 years, you just are going to have a lot more things to shoot at. And I think a clean slate for some would probably be an easier way. Now, the other thing is he's got lots of money. He's got a lot of financial support, a lot of small donor support. He's got a base. There's also a lot of sort of swing voters that have made up their mind against him. That's the problem. We have to make up for those somewhere along the line. But remembering, even any type of a race, even a race, like I like to say, even a race to the bottom produces a winner. So if this becomes a which one's worst sort of campaign, then, somebody wins that race to the bottom and the other person becomes president of the United States. So I certainly don't discount him, and I may very well endorse him before the primary season, but for right now, I like to see some other people get in the race, and at least two or three that I think are top-tier candidates as well, and then let them all demonstrate their electability. Because electability, Scott, does matter. I know a lot of people don't think it does. It does.
Another question or comment, I guess, on this topic. Does President Trump's support of you in your campaign for Senate cause you to support him?
Okay, he was supportive. There's no question about it. Now, remember, I mean, as I remind him one day, I did outpoll him in North Dakota. But I think there's certainly loyalty matters. But it's not like, remember, Donald Trump, when I ran, I made the sacrifice. He was the one that, you know, that I said no to multiple times for the race. Same with Mitch McConnell. I said no to him multiple times and to the Senate campaign committee and to the North Dakota Republican Party. And at the end, I did it for my country and to advance the policies of Donald Trump. So politics is a rough and tumble business for sure. And he was loyal to me, but I supported him long before he supported me. I supported him. I was one of the top first six members of the United States Congress to support Donald Trump's in his primary bid long before the North Dakota convention, and actually made the official announcement at the North Dakota convention, as you recall, Scott. You were a big part of that whole process.
Kevin, the key word there was policies. The key word there is policies. We have to put the personalities out of this.
That's right.
And
that's exactly
get
right.
The focus on the fix. What are the real problems, and how are we actually going to fix them? And that's where Trump wins with a policy debate. It's hard to argue the common sense is so much of it.
All right,
it is. But the election still is the person.
Yeah,
and that
that's
is
true.
The problem. To the degree that he can stick to the policies, I think he's a winner all the way. And that's on him as well as on everybody else. But you're right.
All right, I'll get in another question here, a different topic. Ask Senator Kramer, at what point does a country like Ukraine, without a functioning Air Force and barely able to meet its military needs, have the leverage to declare victory over a world power like Russia, who has many resources, alliances with other world powers, and the largest nuclear arsenal in the world? Please have him explain this.
Yeah, so I think, I'm not sure what they're getting at, but I think the text or emailer makes a really important point. It's a big country with a small population, not anywhere near, of course, the size of Russia, either in population or land mass, but it's a pretty good sized plot of land, 40 million people roughly. How in the world do they, with a small military and not much of an air force, exactly right, kill 200,000 Russians when they only probably lost 100,000 or fewer of their own? It's purely the love of liberty. I mean, I think that what they've demonstrated is that they are fighting for their own country, for their own liberty.
Hold that thought. Short break. Back with more after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. China is attempting to threaten Taiwan and play peacemaker over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As China seeks to establish itself as a new global counterbalance to Washington, they sent aircraft carriers towards Taiwan and launched live fire exercises in the straits, coming face-to-face with forces from Taiwan over the weekend. Taiwan claims it was just observing the exercises. Senator Lindsey Graham on the increased tensions.
I think they're setting the stage possibly for a blockade of Taiwan, that the Communist Chinese Party body is going to test us dramatically this year and next year before the election.
Lindsay on Fox News has ideas how to slow China's role.
And we need to respond forcefully. If they do that, we need to blockade oil shipments coming from the Mideast to China.
Tennessee lawmakers expelled over disrupting the Tennessee House last week will be voted on today by the Nashville City Council. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Just in, little breaking news, Joe Biden got lost again today at the White House. Easter Bunny knew where he was going, but he didn't exactly. They had to keep looking back at the Easter Bunny, so just wanted to let you know that you're going to see that later today, I'm sure, on NBC Evening News.
You know, the over here, Mr. Havocap. Yeah. No, your ball's over here, sir.
Sure, you're going to be there. Man, you can't make it up. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. So if you're looking for a little comfort food today, how about some meatloaf? Meatloaf sounds good. That's in Valley City today, exit 292. Or scalloped potatoes and ham. Had some great scalloped potatoes yesterday for Easter. Man, they were great. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, lasagna or tater tot hot dish today. Cheeseburger Mac today, 12th and I-29. Sloppy Joe's in Clinton. Tater Tot Hot Dish at 45th Street. There, of course, is Ulin, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, the Harwood location. And coming soon, Cafe USA's in both Castleton and in Wappan. They're going to be breaking ground there soon. They're growing. At PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, 27 before the top of the hour. Anything else that you wanted to say on the Ukraine declaring victory?
Well, a couple things. One is I do think clearly they are winning this war. They have stunned the world, and they've certainly stunned their adversary, who I thought would be they thought would get it done with quickly. I think a lot of people, including most of the United States of America, thought that Vladimir Putin's military would just trounce on Ukraine, and by now it would be well in his hands. That's not proven to be the case. In fact, just the opposite. And that is with very minimal support, really, from a military standpoint for Ukraine. They've gotten a lot of old equipment. Now they're starting to get a little bit newer equipment, but it's been dribbled out. It's taken a long time to get to them, both from the United States as well as from other NATO allies. But Europe is stepping up in a bigger way in recent last couple of months. That's part of the memo that got leaked, frankly, were some of the plans and assessment of the last couple of months in Ukraine and plans going forward. The texter mentioned the Air Force, and they raised an important point because that's been the weakness. That's been probably the greatest weakness in Ukraine. Now, Ukraine's done a good job with missile defense systems defeating the Russian Air Force. But at the same time, a lot of things have gotten through. So you might stop 9 out of 10. You might even stop 99 out of 100 missiles or, fighter jets. But one gets through, and it does devastating damage. And that's certainly been the case in Ukraine. I think if Ukraine had the type of jets that they needed and the type of, Air Force that they need, mainly in the planes and things, and longer-range missiles, that's the other thing they're asking for. It might be a very different story.
Kevin, why isn't anybody screaming for negotiations? Why isn't anybody demanding that we get Putin and get the players to the table to talk about this? It just never seems to come up anywhere.
It doesn't come up much yet, and the reason, I think, Kevin, for that is that because Ukraine's doing better than everybody thought. And Ukraine, remembering what's at stake for Ukraine are the borders, you know, the traditional, the original borders of the country of Ukraine that were agreed to by Russia. And since that time, they've lost a couple of territories. If it's just you, me, and Scott talking, and nobody else is listening, then I would say, I'm guessing that at some point that's exactly what will happen, Kevin. But I think it will only happen at a time when, when there's as an off-ramp, if you will, to both sides. And I think right now with Ukraine doing as well as it's doing, it's unlikely that the Ukrainians would want to negotiate, because I think they think they're going to get some land back. But somebody has to win. And so, but the reality is, you're stating what I think is obvious to most people. At some point, there'll be a negotiated settlement. But for now, neither side is ready to give up.
Texter says, and by the way, calls 271-1100, text 237-1590. What scares me is what Gordon Chang and several retired military generals are saying. China will hit us in the near future on our shores, maybe even later this year. When would you strike America? When it's weak with Joe Biden, or miss your opportunity if Trump comes back? Maybe this balloon thing was actually a first strike to figure out how to jam our missiles. And what of all these military-age Chinese males coming in over the border? Chang says they'll be setting off bombs and causing confusion when this all occurs. Do you agree, Senator Kramer?
Well, I'm certainly not an intelligence expert, but I've seen enough intelligence and heard enough from people that supposedly know. And I say supposedly because sometimes I'm not so sure. But that's pretty unlikely in the near term. That what's more likely would be some sort of an attack on Taiwan. But I think General Chang and others point to what's an obvious problem. Besides the weakness of Joe Biden, you know, it's becoming clear that the United States hasn't kept up. You know, we took a long, probably deserved a nap after the Cold War, particularly, you know, in the Pacific and other places, because we've been lulled asleep by the notion that that China was going to love us if we traded with them, if they'd love us if we legitimized them and validated them, that they would gravitate to our form of economy and capitalism if they just did more business with us. And, of course, what they did is they exploited all of that naivete on our part. They have entered parts of the world where we've exited, particularly in Africa and as well as Latin America. They have assets in many, many countries. They've used financing tricks. They've exploited generous financing that never requires, by the way, the government that they're giving money to change its ways, which in some of these countries is very corrupt, of course. So they've used predatory financing to create ports and airports on other continents. They've got these centers all around South America and south of the equator on our side of the hemisphere. So there's no question that they've been building up to this. I think that the real question in the caller's question and the texter's question is, are they ready? One thing about China, one thing we learn about them is while they've certainly advanced in a lot of ways and they've advanced faster in some ways than we have, they've not caught up to us. They have more ships than we have, but ours are better. They have more, missile silos than we have, but ours are loaded with nuclear weapons. They haven't fought a war in a very long time. There's almost nobody alive in China that remembers last time, that they actually fired shots at people. So it's a little bit of a game of chicken, I suppose. But I think it's unlikely they would do that. The one thing that's always a wild card when you're dealing with dictators, and make no mistake, Xi Jinping is an emperor. He's a dictator. He's an emperor for life, basically. His time's running out, too. And these guys, they like spectacular victories, and they don't even mind spectacular failures if somehow they can go down in history. And so you're not always dealing with complete rationality with a madman, but he is he's one of those guys. I think he's pretty, to this point, he certainly behaves in a rational manner, don't get me wrong, but he is playing the long game. But his long game is even getting to the point where he's getting long in the tooth. And so at some point he'll want to make his move, and that's sort of the social worker and me analyzing him, and we've all seen and heard plenty. But I do think it's unlikely that an attack on our homeland would be imminent anytime soon. For one thing, they don't know everything that we can do and can't do, and we have a better reputation sometimes than we deserve, perhaps. But make no mistake, we don't lose a lot of big wars.
We were told by the administration that the balloon was not successful in getting anything that it sought.
Right.
Yet there was an NBC News report last week citing Biden administration officials that was in fact wrong, that they were actually able to capture signals between weapons. What do we know about that?
Yeah, so both things can sort of be true, right? To the degree that they were looking for visuals of things, and they had a really big camera. You might recall they had a really big camera on that balloon. We saw the thing coming for a long time, as you know. Our intelligence community saw it for a long time. They passed off the information to NORCOM, NORAD, at the appropriate time. I would submit to you the appropriate time to pass that information would have been the balloon launch. That's one of our problems in this country, is our bureaucracy is so big, and they're all in their own canisters that sometimes the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing in time. But they knew soon enough that we were able to hide everything that they would want to see coming over places like Montana and the Dakotas and throughout the middle part of the country, especially where some sensitive bases are. With regard to signals, there very well could have been some signals here and there. Now, again, we shut a lot of that down. It's my understanding from the intelligence reports that we've received. But who knows? You know, who knows what they may have been able to capture? My sense still is, in talking to people, is that they didn't get anything super sensitive. But they certainly tested their equipment out, and they also tested, and here's the greatest failure, you guys. They tested our leadership, and in that sense, we failed. Our reputational risk is the greatest risk, I think, that we have right now.
Well, what sense does it make to say, hey, we see this balloon coming, it's launched, and then let the thing traipse all over? I mean, that's the fact that they saw it as soon as they did, supposedly, is all right. The more reason it's stupid not to have taken that thing out before it even got over U.S. soil, isn't it?
Right. It should have been taken out before it got over U.S. soil or anybody's soil. So to your point, Scott, when we say it was taken, you're about to hear my dog bark, I think, because a FedEx man's coming to the front door. Just a little inside baseball. Scott, you would know nothing about that, I know.
Right,
But anyway, so this is what I mean by the various agencies don't communicate openly enough. They hoard, frankly, our intelligence agencies hoard information a lot. I see that and I get very frustrated. So they knew of this program, right? And they knew when that balloon went up in the air, when it was launched. Okay, so they watch it. And then when it gets near us or gets into the, to the NORCOM or NORAD, it's two different, one's North Command, but it's led by the same general. When it gets into their territory, so to speak, then they pass that information on. Well, that information should be, that program should be well known to all of our defenders, and it should be passed on a much, much sooner basis. So I think your question is right on point, and that's what I mean by reputational risk. Once it got over American territory, then I think we can all sort of understand maybe you don't want to shoot it out of the air, unless you know it's not going to hit anything, and once you're watching it closely. But for Pete's sake, to your point, communicate. But we failed that test, Scott, and that's what I mean by reputational risk. Sometimes they call it reputational deterrent. The greatest deterrent to an adversary is our reputation. But our reputation is on shaky ground right now because of things like the spy balloon thing, Scott.
We scratched the surface today of the questions and comments that wanted to come in, and we have to let Senator Cramer go, but we'll do this again tomorrow. We're gonna pick up.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll pick
up. You pick the hour.
Part two tomorrow. We'll do it in the 10 o'clock hour again tomorrow, and and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for Senator Kramer. Thanks, Senator. More after this.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com and take a look around, find yourself some good savings, including, by the way, the buy one, get one free deal on the new MyPillow 2.0. Or a great deal on the all-new My Mattress Topper 2.0 with the 3-inch coil hybrid topper. Thing is wonderful. Whatever you find, Use the promo code Scott to save big. Like, for instance, that mattress topper, as low as $219.59. Now, at MyPillow.com, where normally it'd be as low as $365. It is the perfect blend of comfort foam, support foam, and they call them nano coils, providing the perfect sleeping surface. The nano coil technology offers dynamic response to your natural body movement, providing superior support as well as reducing partner disturbance. The inner springs transfer heat more efficiently and create a channel for airflow to better regulate the sleeping temperatures. This is on your bed. If you got a bed that's just sort of, you're thinking, oh, time for a new mattress, try this first. Make a big difference. 60-day money-back guarantee on the thing. Sleep on it for 59 nights. You don't like it, you send it back, money back. 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. I have got a ridiculous amount of text to go through here, and what I promise to do is correlate all those, so when Senator Cramer joins us tomorrow, we'll have those. Also encourage you to call. Easier for you to call and read the questions. We like that better, don't we, Kev?
Yeah, and you can put it how you want it.
Yeah, in your words rather than my words, and put it direct to him. Few questions coming in now about the Restrict Act. What do we know about the Restrict Act? All I know is that Charlie Kirk talked a lot about it, and a lot of callers talked about the fact that Charlie Kirk talked about it. But I don't know what it does.
I missed that one. Oh, I missed it.
The Restrict Act. I'm trying to remember. Is it something to do? I can't remember.
Got a couple of more emails about Ukraine, too. We'll put to them tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
We get a lot of. We spent half the show on the Ukraine thing today. Good chunk of it, and we often do. Controversial topics, so appreciate that very much. We'll dig up a little bit on the Restrict Act, too, and what it's all about. Texter says, Scott, Senator Cramer was correct about likability. The Hillary campaign used to say the same things about her and her unfavorables. You cannot win on true believers alone. Trump needs more voters, and his unfavorable prevents that expansion. But you could have said that about Trump last time, too.
Yeah, you could have, but it wouldn't have been as applicable.
Well, I think
you know, he's got 4 years plus the campaign, the early campaign. He's got the last 2 years of, you know. But I think that is spot on when it comes to the election process. You know, he's got to win the mushy middle.
So are you saying then that the pluses, if you will, the favorability of Trump, the fighter spirit, the what he got done, whatever.
Policies.
Everything that's in his camp, policies yes. would be right in there. If he's up against Biden, who obviously is tanking,
I know where you're going.
Tanking in the polls.
Will we overlook his personal problem, his personal attacks?
Well,
his,
whatever. The whatever you, causes you
so
to have
bad.
An unfavorable
right.
opinion.
Yep, I got it, yeah. And I think yes, for a lot of people, it's so bad that they will overlook his mean tweets and the rest of it and let him get the job done. I have truly, but I don't know that there's enough.
Here's the deal.
That's my only thing. I don't know there's enough. He's got my vote. I mean, I'm all about the guy.
If there's a candidate with an R behind their name,
yeah,
they're going to be smeared to the point of having unfavorables if they're Mother Teresa.
They're already running ads. Ron DeSantis is the wrong choice for president. The guy hasn't even announced yet.
Unfortunately, I think that's coming from the Trump campaign.
Oh, that might be, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that then. That's not going to win either.
Yeah, exactly right.
You got to team up here.
Here's information on the Restrict Act from our super producer, Chris Larson. Introduced March of 2023 to authorize the Secretary of Commerce to review and prohibit certain transactions between persons in the United States and foreign adversaries and for other purposes. That sounds like a Fufeng Protection Act to me.
Yeah.
What would be bad about that? prohibits certain transactions between persons in the U.S. and foreign adversaries. I don't know. I just know that there was a lot of people upset about that when it passed, and I don't know why. So if you're concerned about it and have a specific question for Senator Cramer, lay it on us. We'll ask him about that tomorrow, because he did in fact vote in favor of the Restrict Act. So if that's something you're concerned about, lay it on us. But he'll be back tomorrow to finish our conversation, okay? Call. You can call right now if you want, 855-200-1776. Leave a message with your question, and we'll play it tomorrow. Or call us live on the show tomorrow as well, 271-1100. Put that in your speed dial and join the conversation. All right, folks. Have an enjoyable Easter Monday. See you tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99. Now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot sauce, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid, as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.